Good morning. We continue Chayyadam at Klal Samachas. And we're learning Siman Aleph. And the Chayyadam gave us a fascinating idea that in Maverim a mitzvah doesn't apply when the later mitzvah is more chomer. So you have an opportunity to do a mitzvah now and or later. So we could argue that you have a mitzvah in front of you right now. You should do it. And we'll deal with it later. Or do we argue that, well, we can weigh the mitzvahs and say that later mitzvah is more chomer, we should wait till later and lose the mitzvah now? The Chayyadam says we should wait till later and lose the mitzvah now. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a Radvaz who dealt with the following question: a person who was incarcerated and he was given rishus to leave the prison for one day a year. So they gave him this rishus. They came to him on a Wednesday evening, said you can leave, get out for prison tomorrow for one day or whatever you want. So he says, okay, I could go tomorrow to davening. I can do here Kriyas HaTorah. I can do many mitzvahs if I go out tomorrow. Well, but that's it. It's used up. He won't be able to go to Shul on Purim and hear Kriyas HaMegillah. He won't be able to go to Shul on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, and hear Tekiyah Shofar. He gets one choice. Now, obviously, these other mitzvahs are more chomer than the mitzvah of tomorrow's Kriyas HaTorah. He says, you do commit tomorrow Kriyas HaTorah because Ein Mavir Ola Mitzvahs. So here he's specifically disagreeing with what the Yisrael D'Chayyadim is saying even in the scenario where one mitzvah is more chomer, the later mitzvah is more chomer, we do not push off for the later mitzvah. We do the mitzvah which is in front of us now because Ein Mavir Ola Mitzvahs. And we lose the later mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch Rav brings the following question: a person is davening Shemoneh Esrei, and it's Chanukah, and Alanisim is long Alanisim, and he realizes that if he says Alanisim, which is a din drabanan to say Alanisim, he will miss the opportunity to say Kedusha. Kedusha is, according to the Rizal, is a mitzvah deraisa benitashi b'tzach b'nei Yisrael. So he has a choice to either stay the mitzvah derabon and pursue minisa of Alanisim and lose Kedusha, or skip Alanisim, which is not ma'akev, b'diyah, but it's not ma'akev in the Shemoneh Esrei. This one will still be valid, and have the opportunity to answer Kedusha, which will come up shortly. So you have a mitzvah in front of you right now, derabon of pursue minisa. You have a mitzvah coming up shortly of Kedusha Deraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that the person says Alanisim, because that's in front of you. You do what the mitzvah in front of you and Revere La Mitzvahs, and you'll deal with the aftermath down the road that you lost the mitzvah Deraisa. You deal with the mitzvahs in front of you, which is consistent with this opinion of the Radvaz that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the Simon. Pay test or tzadi, I have to look it up to make sure. So they're disagreeing with this Chayyadam, this Yisrael of the Chayyadam. The Chayyadam in his Nishu Sadam writes at length why he brings this Radvaz, and he writes why he disagreed with Radvaz. He brings the Chacham Tzvi, originally disagreed with the Radvaz as well. Eventually the Chacham Tzvi conceded to the Radvaz. Practically we would concede to the Radvaz because of the concern the person might not live until then. Purim is 5-6 months away. It doesn't make sense to lose opportunity now for the potential for Purim, and who said he's going to live until then? That's the Chayyadam. Let's go back into the Chayyadam. Radakim is man muet. This idea that I'm saying that we give precedence to the later, more chomer mitzvah over the present, less chomer mitzvah. It's only if it's a short period of time, yamayim, one or 2 days. Bezelo shayach shema yamus. There we're not concerned about the possibility that the person might die. Al beza yamim, after a period of time, we are concerned to tarchiyun, after the chashirin shema yamus. Maybe we should apply the rule of shema yamus. The more it discusses this concept that we have to take the possibility of a person dying into consideration, the potential person dying into consideration, that's a halachic concept. So we should do that over here as well. It's not just like a Musa thought. Right. We're weighing different options. We have to take that into consideration. The Raya Miyalkut, the feeling of El Shabbos and Motzi Shabbos is considered Lomashina. You don't wait to do a mitzvah. It means you don't wait for the later mitzvah, thereby losing the earlier mitzvah because of this concern of Shema Yomus. So now, the Chayyim is not sure exactly how far we take this concept. So that is all, this is all the first exception to the rule of Emre Mitzvahs. That when the one of the mitzvahs is more chomer than the other, and you can only do one, it's more chomer because it's more chomer. It's more chomer because it's tadr. It's more chomer because it is a mitzvah everis. If you can only do one, we choose the one which has this some element of chomer to it, over the one which has less element of chomer. And that's true when both mitzvahs are in front of you, even when both mitzvahs are not in front of you, but one is coming shortly. According to the Chayyim, that will get precedence. The Chayyim will move on to two other exceptions to the rule of Ein Reverim LaMitzvahs, Bes Hashem, the upcoming Shurim. Meanwhile, have a good day.